This weekend, the Delaware Art Museum in Wilmington opens an exhibition of work by the oldest informal artist collective in the region. Called Assemblage, the 17 artists have been supporting one another for 32 years. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that this is its most high-profile show so far.
Assemblage started out the way most artist collectives do. After graduating from art school, artists realized they no longer have that institutional support system. Rosalind Bloom graduated from the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts in 1985 and asked her friends if they wanted to meet every month to talk about their work.
It would be kind of potluck. We would bring food and hang out. We really have all become good friends. I mean, over 32 years of meeting, you know, life happens. Whatever can happen has happened. And we've been there for each other to support each other as artists and as friends.
In a region known for its informal artist collectives, Bloom was hard-pressed to identify one that has lasted longer. There has been a good amount of turnover in the last three decades, during which time it has held 16 exhibitions, usually at colleges and art centers. At the Delaware Art Museum, there is a gallery reserved for community exhibitions, and it will be the largest show for Assemblage, whose members range widely in style, content, and material. The only commonality among them is that they are all women. That is not by design or by charter. Bloom said the group just evolved that way.
Even though there are people in the group who were very strongly against the idea of identifying themselves as women artists. No, we're not women artists, we're artists. Nevertheless, we never invited a man in. We would discuss it and then drop it. It never happened.
The exhibition of work by Assemblage will remain at the Delaware Art Museum through the summer. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.